Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I just realized I haven't introduced us in a while. Hi, I'm the other girl, and this is Jessie Smiles.
And this is episode 108.
Sorry, I forgot that.
Season 2, episode 8.
Correct.
It's going to be a tough one to get right every time. But is the show called Do We Know Them or Do We Slay Them? Because Lily's slaying right now with her new haircut.
Well, I was like, do we slay? I don't know.
We do. Occasionally.
Yeah, no. People were commenting. They were like, Lily, you can't be the ponytail girl. Actually, my favorite comment I've seen in general was a lot of, you can't be the ponytail girl anymore. But also, I did like a before and after. And someone said that long hair was Lily and then right hair was Lil's. But they were both the other girls.
When I answered the phone and I saw, like, it was just my first glance. I thought you had a ponytail on. And I was like, no way this bitch did that. But it's only a half.
I did like a little bun. Yeah. The rest I can't get in a ponytail.
I was like,
anymore.
If you did your new hair and then brought it back in a ponytail, people would maybe riot.
It's weird because it's like, on one hand, I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, this is back to normal. Like, I feel more at home. But then, like, physically doing it, I'm like, where did it go?
You've had long hair now for years.
The last time I got my hair done was 2 years ago.
That's insane.
I used to go once a month.
Well, I used to do once every 6 months, and then I realized that was actually a really far apart time. And by the time I would get there, my ends would be disgusting. It would be a hot mess. So I had to work with my hair lady. I have to do like every 4 months, like maximum.
Before, I used to go so often because I dyed my hair a bunch of different colors and my roots would just grow out so fast. And also, I don't know, it was like, felt like it was part of my job.
I kind of feel that way right now because I'm like, we're filming so much that I like to have my hair done.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I should look more presentable, but that's why I got my eyebrows done. I got my hair done. I'm back to normal.
Oh my God. I know. Yeah.
I just need some Botox. Wait, also, we might want to cut this out, but my mom texted me the other day and she goes, I was up late thinking last night.
Oh no, that's never good.
I know. I was like, oh God, what did I do now? I was just thinking, like, you just got your computer and you got your car and you got your hair done and what if people think you spent the GoFundMe money?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
And I was like, oh, I mean, I didn't, so.
Just to be 100% clear, we are, all of us that are being sued, we are like psychopaths who are taking extreme measures to make sure every step of that money is heavily documented. And just so you know, right now, I think 99.9% of it is in our lawyer's, like, account.
Yeah, we made it so it doesn't even go into one of our accounts.
No, doesn't touch my account.
Anything money related, I'm like, nope, not me, I'm not the one.
Our show isn't doing too bad. So Lily got her hair done. So what about it? Girly got microbladed. Girly bought a Bronco, okay? It's about time that Do We Know Them girls come up, okay? It's been a long ride.
Literally, you guys, I was broke for so long.
It's true. I don't think people know that because we kept our heads down and just like kept going and nobody had an inkling that you were struggling.
That I had to ask you for money.
Oh, it was a horrible time. That was like a year, right? Like it felt like the first year of our show was just like really hard on you.
Well, it's because when I was living in LA, that's someone I remember when I first moved into this apartment, they were like, ooh, Lily got a new apartment. They must be doing well. And I'm like, opposite. I'm saving like over $1,500.
I can see why they think that though, because it's so gorgeous. Like where you live is awesome. And you just like found a really good situation.
No, but, I honestly haven't really posted about it though.
Oh, Well, where she lives is awesome, and it's very nice. You were paying ridiculous rent in LA.
And I was stuck there because also in LA, they're like, oh, you don't have a full-time job? And I'm like, well, I mean, I work full-time. If you don't have like a steady like paycheck coming in every month. Even when I did have money, like when I moved into that apartment, I had to pay like almost triple the deposit. And I could not do that now, so.
Yeah, I've been talking to some of my friends and stuff that are starting podcasts. And whenever they ask for advice, I'm like, just don't expect to make money for at least a year. It's really, really difficult. You're investing most of it back into the business. I don't know how many thousands of dollars I just spent on equipment for us. Like,
that wasn't always necessary.
No, you know, maybe we, you know, spent a couple, like literally almost $1,000 on live stream equipment. We did one live stream. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Oh my God, wait, I forgot about that. We could sell that. I was referring to when, didn't you like replace all of your audio equipment because you thought it wasn't working and then it was fine?
Yep, that is correct. This microphone alone, $400. The freaking interface thing is like, I don't know how many hundred. It's expensive.
Well, and then when you have to split it.
Okay, the splitting, it's the worst. Like, let's be honest. It's just the worst.
It's also because the both of us have been like individual creators for a while, so we're not used to splitting it. So it's like you see what you're gonna get and you're like, oh, awesome. And then you're like, oh.
I'll never forget our first check from YouTube. Mind you, it was like 4 months in because we weren't monetized. It was like collective for all 4 months of work. And we were like tirelessly working. It was like $700 and we had to split that. And I was like, oh my God, this cannot continue.
How did I pay rent?
I don't remember, Lily. I just don't remember.
Literally, I didn't remember. I couldn't pay rent 1 month. And luckily, the building manager was very nice to me.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Worked out a deal with the owners of the building. And he like let me pay 1 month over the course of a few months.
Yeah, Lily was like severely stressed. And we just came on here and talked shit for, you know, a few months. And honestly, it just recently started being like really sustainable for both of us.
As just far the as, like, last 2 months, honestly.
Literally. And I know that AdSense is higher on YouTube in like November, like end of the year. So it's going to go down again. But I think we're at the point where like we can live off of this podcast, which is like, I didn't even think we would ever get here, to be honest. And it's not about that. Obviously, that's not why we started it, because I guarantee you would not have continued it because we didn't make money forever. Like, not a sustainable income. And again, we're splitting it and we barely get sponsors, but that's neither here nor there. And it's just personally for me as your friend and seeing you go through that shit. Like, it's been really awesome just watching. You're like, I'm going to go get my hair done today. I'm going to go do this. I'm like, hell yeah, you are. Like, that's fucking awesome.
Do you remember? I feel like I texted you a few, like 4 months ago, maybe. And it was like after I'd moved and I was like, it's so nice to not be broke anymore. It wasn't like I had tons of money in my bank account, but like I could afford a t-shirt.
Dude, I mean, knowing where your next meal's coming from, like that's all like a gift nowadays.
That was the problem. It's hard times. I literally couldn't afford food.
I know. Those were horrible times. I'm just glad we're out of those woods. So cheers to you all for being a part of this community and supplying Lily with In-N-Out every day.
Also, one more little milestone, if you will, I guess, improvement. Could you say the last time I like couldn't film from my back?
Dude, no. I was actually thinking about that the other day. It was at the point, which now that we're talking about all of this in conjunction, I wonder what's correlated stress. Like stress-wise.
For sure.
You know, when I've been in financial stress, I have felt like I was dying. Like literally, I didn't want to do anything because of the like severe anxiety of not having money and not being able to eat. And like, just, it was just horrible. It was mainly like in my Vine days when I was just relying on brand deals, I thought I was dying. But I think it's been months, if not like over 6 months.
It doesn't usually like hurt anymore. It's like still uncomfortable a lot of the time and like other stuff.
You'll like
weird,
have something like, out of place.
Yeah, but it's not even remotely where it was. And I think a lot of it's probably financial stress, but then also the fucking neighbors.
Oh, that's right.
I can't tell you. Like I would just lay on the ground and cry. Like I made a video about it once and they're like, you being dramatic. Maybe, but like, oh my God, they were killing me slowly inside. Yeah. And Max too, it was so sad. He was just like shaking all the time and being in somewhere that's like there's no one above me. I can't tell you how nice it is. It's the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, I think so much has changed for the better. And I feel like hopefully this year is going to go up on that trajectory and not even just like financially, just, I don't know, everything. I'm feeling better vibes.
We might be getting sued, but we're being optimistic.
Oh my God, not me saying 2024 is going to be our best year. It's like we're actively being sued twice. We just got an email about it. I was like,
2024 is the year of litigation. But, you know, I think it's going to be positive.
I'm doing what the Catherine McBrooms of the world do. And I'm just closing my little eyes and I'm saying no negativity this year, even though there's a lot of negativity. But you know what's so funny? And maybe I brought up Catherine McBroom on purpose because I'm a segue queen. But that is one of our topics today. Austin McBroom, the McBrooms, if you will. Are they married? No, they're not. That's one of the things we're talking about.
Really?
Not me not running anything by Lily. She has no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. Someone commented recently. I was like, Jesse carries this podcast. I was like, Excuse me. Okay, wait. I want to clarify that there's a reason why a lot of the times I'm not necessarily coming up with the topics. And that is because I'm editing the last episode while we're like getting ready to film this one.
Yeah. So Lily does all of the final stuff of the episode. She colors the episode, makes it look like we're in two rooms. Surprise, we are not. And we're in two different states. Oh, one room. Oh, yeah. We don't want to be in two different rooms. That's why we edit it. Got it. No.
Cheers. We haven't cheersed in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Good job.
And she also adds all those fun little pictures, everything that flies in, all that stuff. It's a lot of the final stuff, a lot of the tedious stuff. So once she does that, then I'll watch through it. If there's anything wrong, she has to go back and fix it, re-export it. It's this whole fucking thing. So by the time she uploads, she's usually dying. Right now, she hasn't slept in like 24 hours, I think.
You know?
You look great.
Considering. It's become a thing. It's literally, it's like 2 days on, one day off.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. How long is this sustainable for? We don't know. We'll see. But she's usually doing all the final stuff and it's really tedious and usually a lot of revision. And by the time she's done with that, it's like, okay, we literally have to film in like an hour. So while she's doing all that fun stuff, I will look up the topics or I will bring stuff. And that's why I come to the podcast with my topics. Also, I do not have ADHD like this queen.
She can like look at the topics and be like, okay, generally we'll cover this. I see one and I'm like, ooh.
Like you're too detailed to like have to do the topics all the time because it's not sustainable.
Once in a while, I do a good deep dive though.
Exactly. And those are fun and we love those. But you know, I'm an over the pants type
of
girl.
She has to keep us on track.
Or over the pants? No.
What?
Over the... Haven't I said that before? Over the pants? Well, you just kind of do it over the pants. Anyway, so today we have a few topics.
The McBrooms.
Yeah, so we have the McBrooms first. We are also going to be talking about Gypsy Rose a little bit just because I was debating this for the longest time. I was like, should we? Should we not? There is enough social media relevance, I think, for us to talk about this in terms of like there's enough going on social media for it to be on our radar. Because I don't really, like, this is not a true crime channel. We're not talking about anyone's like severe trauma. Like, this is not
that. I don't
even
feel like people are following her for like the true crime aspect anymore, though. People just like,
I don't even know what it is anymore. And that's why I want to talk about. I want to talk about the phenomenon of all of that. So let's start with the McBrooms because I haven't thought about them in a hot minute. The only time I think about them is when we reference Ace Fest and you bully me and tell me that I was lying.
You were.
I was confused. I wasn't lying. There's a difference. If you had to guess, like if someone put a gun to your head, metaphorically, YouTube, what would you say the McBrooms have been up to?
Jeez.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Like considering their track history.
Not paying their rent.
Honestly, you might be right about that, but that's not what we're talking about today.
No, but like, didn't they move out of that house that they were like?
Yeah, so they, guys, if you don't know, and if you haven't kept up, honestly, Godspeed, you got to just go to our other episodes because there's so much to the McBroom story and they were the second ever people we ever, no, they were the first. We had the Family Channel video as our first episode.
Well, I think it was mostly about Eight Passengers.
But I think we touched on them for sure. They're definitely an OG Family Channel that is looked down upon because of their exploitative nature, but then also they are just known as scammers. So there's Austin McBroom, who's the husband.
I was going to say, and remember, they're scammers because remember Def Noodles went and asked how he could be as good a scammer as that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm a big fan.
What are you saying?
Huge fan.
Like a little star.
Oh, yeah. I love it. So I want to ask him some life advice.
Yeah.
How do I learn to scam as good as you?
Scam?
He didn't come to be, came to be funny.
No, I'm for real. I'm a fan.
Come on this side.
Wait, no, for real.
Come on this side.
No.
What's the...
You good, bro?
I just want to be like you. I want to be a scammer. I'm for real.
In that a was really funny joke.
So funny. But there's Austin McBroom. That's the husband. Catherine McBroom. That is the wife. And well, actually, they're not married. I keep saying that. I keep thinking they're married.
So you just said they weren't married.
So plot twist, turns out they are married. They just didn't have a wedding yet. Although I don't think any of us probably care. So anyway, that's it. Bye.
But they have three children together and they have documented, I mean, every journey, all the pregnancies. That's how they got big.
Weren't they gonna get married and have it be like a wedding that people could go to?
Yes, they were, Lily. Thank you for bringing that up because that is part of today. So there's levels to this because when I first checked in on what the Ace family was doing, I looked at their channel. God knows why. Don't ask me. Okay.
This is how desperate you were for topics.
Literally, I was like, there's nothing. Let me go to the Ace family. But if you go to their channel, the last video that they uploaded was called Answering All Your Questions. And it was a quote unquote Q&A. It was over like 7 months ago. It was in June, I think. It was literally last summer. So they have not posted since then.
Didn't they say that they were going to take a break?
Yes. And like, so travel? This video was their comeback video from their break. They even addressed that in the beginning. They're like, oh my God, we thought we were going to be gone for longer, but we're not because we miss you guys so much. Just kidding. They were gone for like 7 months. And then they only came back for
one?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, interesting. Did it not do well?
Well, you might say they got themselves into a bit of a pickle. So if you don't know, they have been caught in, I literally do not know how many scams they've been caught in at this point. I can't even say alleged scams because they're all like, if you look into them,
like Ace Fest, when they said it was Coachella meets Disneyland and it was a fucking carnival.
I'm sorry. At least they had a fucking, I'm not to defend Ace Fest again. Please don't cover me. But like, at least they had an event that they were at and they did do a meet and greet and they did all that stuff. The other things, it's like Austin McBroom not paying the fighters of his events that he promised millions of dollars and they never got paid.
Thank God the boxing era is like kind of taking a...
What's so funny is that in this video, he's actually referencing his next fights and that he needs to win his next fights because he's so competitive. And gosh, I don't know. There's something about his face. It pisses me off. He has a smirk on all the time and it's just very upsetting. Austin? Yeah. You'll see it in this video. He's just... always smirking. It's like, what's so funny? But okay, so in this video, the main thing that they did was mention that they were going to be giving away Catherine McBroom's car, a Tesla. And if you know anything about the McBroom family, it's like, but are you
giving away like her car?
Literally her used car. It has like a little bit scraped rims because she like is a bad Parker and it's got like pink like wrap because they have the, you know, that like vinyl wrap that people wrap their cars with. It had pink wrap. Yeah. So it had like pieces of that around because they just took it off themselves.
Another thing too is your girl sometimes parks too close to the curb. So there may be like a little bit of...
No, not maybe. There is some damn scratches on the rim. I'll show you guys.
This girl don't know how to park. I'll tell you that right now. So look, as you can see, the rims got a little bit of scratch on it. But other than that, this car is like spanking brand new. You know what I'm saying? It still has a little bit of pink wrap on it from, you know, taking it off because we didn't have a professional do it. We kind of did it ourselves.
I mean, it's still a Tesla. I would fucking take it.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, I have a used car, but like, it just seems kind of weird for a giveaway for, I mean, they don't have money, I guess, so it's not surprising that they wouldn't give away anyone, but.
That's the craziest thing, because we're going to watch right now them giving away this car, but it's like, your house foreclosed, I know you're in debt because of that, then you're renting, and you yourself admitted that you got, like, scammed, quote unquote, and you're, like, paying up the ass and, like, your deposit and yeah, shit.
So why are they giving away their car? Feels like you need that.
That's literally the common thread with the Ace family is pretending they have way more money than they do. So giving away this test, it's like, there's just no world, especially when you're not posting on YouTube. I'm not saying they're not making any money, but, like, with their lifestyle, there's no way you couldn't just, like, sell that and, like, you needed the money to pocket. Like, don't you still have people to pay from your fight?
It feels like what they do is, like, they get to rock bottom and then they, like, take anything they can and try and, like, throw a Hail Mary and get it all back. But it's like, is this giveaway going to revive your audience?
Well, you'll see their motive behind it.
It's no secret that we've been doing giveaways for years. We've done giveaways in many different ways. One way has been giveaway cars. So usually what we do is we purchase the car, we make content on YouTube video, and then we surprise the person with the keys and all that, right? This time around, because I am getting a new car, as you guys know on Snapchat, those who follow us on Snapchat, we're very active on there. I was showing you guys the other day that I was looking at cars, and so I was thinking about it. Because I am getting a new car, and because this car is still in such a great condition, it looks great, it works great, I was thinking about just giving it one to one of you guys.
Hey guys, it's her favorite car, so it's like a big deal.
Very and big deal.
She's
I love
been
this
through
car.
A lot with this car in the last 2 years that she's had it.
But honestly, like, I've really lost attachments to all things in my life, and I really do feel like there's somebody out there who's very deserving of a car and who needs a car.
Please hold the phone for 1 second, because I just caught that in the second time watching it. You've lost attachments to all things in your life, which is giving minimalist, which is giving, like, I no longer need things. Then I hope your new car is like a 1987 Toyota Corolla, girly. I hope
you
for
know
the love
it's
of God.
Not.
I'm like, how is she gonna give this car away when I know, number one, it ain't allegedly paid off, or it's a lease, or like, I'm like, what is going on here? But
it's
number
probably
two,
probably a lease. Yeah, aren't there like game shows and stuff where they, it's like, you get a new car, and then it's like, oh, now you have to pay all the taxes on it.
Oh my God, you want to know a really random fact about me?
Sure.
When I was about 7 years old, I won a car on a show.
A 7 year old won a car?
Well, okay, so it was El Show de Fernando Hidalgo. RIP, but it was in Miami and he had a show where all families could come and as a family unit, you would sing. And if you won the competition, you would win a car.
You won a singing competition?
It was me, my brother, my dad, and then my brother Ruben was playing the piano and we won La Familia Vasquez.
Oh my God. Why have I never seen this?
I don't know, actually. My dad is very proud of it.
As one of your biggest fans, I feel like I should be entitled to this. Go stream Bitch Please now.
It's so embarrassing, but my brother slayed it. He won it for us, let's be honest. And then literally he was so good at singing and he was so young that like the other families complained that it was rigged and that he was a professional singer and he shouldn't have been allowed. I'm like, he's 10. It was such a mess. But anyway, we won a car and I am still on my dad's ass till this day, although my dad has been so supportive. I mean, both financially, emotionally, everything. I love my father.
I mean, he was telling your entire family to give up their life savings to our lawyer fund.
He was, and he's so slay for that. But he sold that fucking car and I got $200 as a child. I was like, you bastard. Where did that money go?
I'm sure you thought $200 was amazing at the time.
I did. Well, he literally says, he goes, well, I mean, you're a kid. I'm like, yeah, but I fucking won that shit for you, motherfucker. But he made up for it. I think he's lent me like $20 million over the years. So it's fine.
No, that works, yeah.
Anyway, continuing on to the McBrooms. I don't know why I got so sidetracked. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, one of the things I was going to say that I was kind of like a little eye roll at is him pretending like, she's been through, this is her favorite car. Wasn't it her only car? I feel like she probably wants the new one more.
I mean, and then I'm thinking, considering your track record, again, I'm not saying you're not making any money, but I'm just considering, you know, wasn't there like a rental car that he didn't return and he owed like so many thousands of dollars? Like there's a lot of things that they owe money for. I think they're probably still paying off the Ace Fest. Wouldn't you want to either sell that car or like save it for your kids? You have three kids. Like, I'm sure one of your kids would like that Tesla in about 10 years.
Well, that's why I brought up that, like, this has to be a Hail Mary. They're getting something out of it.
Well, yes, they are. You're so smart, Lily.
On social media, I feel like if I have the ability to give away something and help someone out in need, then why not do it? We are going to be ordering our new car soon, which is just another version of this one.
Oh,
and
weird.
I want to do a giveaway with this car. We're thinking about like different ways of doing it because usually what we do is we have you guys comment on our Instagram and our YouTube and then share like your stories and stuff.
I'm so sorry. I am interrupting too much, but like this does not look like a mother's vehicle. Where are the car seats? First of all, as a mom, why get a white interior anyway? Like, kids love orange shit. They just love to eat orange shit and shit that stains things. Why the fuck would you get such a nice car, number one? But number two, where are your car seats? Do you ever travel with your children? I'm so confused.
Did I tell you that I had a friend text me that she used to nanny for them?
Oh my God, no.
She said she was that Catherine was very nice.
I'm sure she is, but it's clear she has help. It's like, girl, do you want to see my minivan right now? It looks like a fucking goblin's hole that they like return to every night. It's horrible.
Not to go on another quick tangent, but can you show them the video?
What video?
Of you falling. Not to be like laughing, but you like really ate shit. Wait.
Okay, so what Lily's referring to is something I posted on my close friends, but she will blur out my neighborhood so you can see it. So I do drop-offs in the morning with my daughter. You know, I drop her off at her pre-K thing. And I was wearing these shoes that my mom got off a fucking TikTok shop for Christmas. And she bought them for herself. And she didn't even tell me that she couldn't wear them because she was like slipping and sliding all over the house.
Oh, you left that part
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well, she just told me that today after she saw me eat shit. But I was like, oh my God, slay, like little UGG, like knockoffs. Perfect. I'll just wear those to drop off the queen. Well, this morning we were leaving the house and this happened.
Oh, oh, oh. Twisted my ankle. Or my foot. Twisted my ankle. Oh,
bro. Baby, don't
fucking
ask questions.
Were you just reaching for his
No, I was not reaching for him at all. I was like completely in self-preservation mode after I knew my daughter was fine because I like held her up. She's so heavy. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So once he got her, after I had said I twisted my ankle, he goes, how, bro? And I go, don't fucking ask questions. I don't know. I'm on the floor. That's all I know. He is the most poorly timed question asker ever. Like he will ask you a question in the midst of a crisis and you're like, are you really asking me something right now? He's just an inquisitive fellow. Anyway.
You sound like you are in distress.
I literally was.
Is it one step and you just...
It's literally one step. Yeah, it's not even like a whole thing. It's just one step.
You know what it reminds
oh,
me?
Oh no, what?
The grape ladies.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, ow. Yeah, I literally was. Oh my God. That's why I love them so much, because I am them.
Are you okay?
Yeah, okay, baby.
Are you okay?
okay, these fucking shoes.
And then literally later on, Nassim showed her the video and she comes to my room. She goes, are you okay, mama? I'm like, I'm fine, baby. I just ate shit. I didn't, you know, say that. But anyway, thank you for making me share that. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, back to McGrew. This is the most unhinged episode, along with our like two episodes ago where we couldn't stop talking.
You know, this happens when I don't sleep.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
Random. But this time around, since we did just download this new app and we're planning on starting to stream, we're really excited to start streaming.
Blaze family, all you have to do to have a chance to win Catherine's Tesla
is so
download the Kick app right now and follow us at the Ace family. And make sure you stay tuned because we're going live on Sunday, this Sunday. June 11th at 4 p.m.
June 11th, 4 p.m.
Pacific time. Wait, this is really old.
Oh yeah, this is a whole thing. So this is like what we missed.
Oh my god, wait, so they came back for a brand deal.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out while I was gathering the links if this was even a brand deal, because I don't know if it was. I thought it might be like for a cash grab, because remember at this time we were probably at the point where we were talking about FousseyTube and his like 32-day stream on Kick. Like everybody was on the Kick train.
I was just gonna say, Kick has money. They were offering Foosie tons.
And let's not forget that Kick also doesn't really have standards. So one thing that we know, like even as children, Kick was the app of predators, allegedly, but also absolutely. And like I got preyed upon on Kick. It was like the Snapchat of our day almost. It was like, hey, message me on Kick. So now Kick, from what I understand, has been trying to get a lot of people from Twitch, which is a streaming platform, very popular streaming platform, that recently and very famously banned like gambling streams. So you remember how like XQC and like all those people were doing
Aiden Ross
gambling. Exactly. Yeah. It's extremely unethical. It's obviously illegal, allegedly. And a lot of them were getting in trouble. Where are they now? On Kick. Literally, Kick just allows all that shit. So it's kind of like the Wild West of streaming right now until they have to inevitably ban it to save their own ass. But so it's not surprising to me that the Ace family is going over there. Now, what I was trying to figure out is this a brand deal?
Yeah.
Is this something that they were paid? You think to make this video, they were paid?
Absolutely.
Really interesting.
No doubt in my mind.
Because if you think about it, hosting a giveaway of a Tesla on your platform is a huge fucking deal, especially if you're like eating the cost of that. Like it's your car that you've paid off. Yeah, I would have to assume they're getting something from it and it's not just a stream. So they ended up launching this giveaway and they had like official giveaway rules that they posted, and it said how to enter / required steps. There's only one way to enter the sweepstakes. Sweepstakes? What is this, fucking 1990? Which involves a few steps, each of which must be completed before the end of sweepstakes period. Tag two friends in the comments of the Instagram post announcing the sweepstakes, promoting the giveaway on at Austin McBroom and at Catherine McBroom's Instagram account. And they have a picture where they're like in front of the Tesla and they're like smiling. Step two is download the app Kick. Step three, follow us on Kick at the Ace family. Step four, tune into our first live stream on the app Kick, June 11th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They stress this in the video. They say Pacific Standard Time, please make sure to cross-reference when that is for you. This is the one live stream you need to attend.
How would they prove that you did all that?
It's a really good point, Lily. Honestly, I don't know how any of this works. I've done a few giveaways and it's always been more trackable things. Usually it's comments on a post because there's a lot of different sites.
Yeah, like if it was the tag to your friends.
Yeah.
But like that wouldn't be the first step, and then you wouldn't have three more that you like don't have to do.
Exactly.
Are they announcing it on the live stream?
Well, no. And in true McBroom fashion, they end up switching up the rules after the first live stream. So people are tuning into this first live stream thinking, all I have to do is tag two friends in the Instagram post and come to this live stream, and that's it. Like, all I have to do is tune in.
And then what? This is very vague sweepstakes.
But like I said, in true McBroom fashion, they just switch it up on you.
All we ask you to do is to support us on Kick and to tune in to every live that we have in the next 2 weeks and just be active in the chat.
Every live? We have a team. 2 weeks? How many is that?
Check the chat out. They've been checking the chat out all day today since we've been on live and showing who shows the love, most love and support. That's literally it. So if you're on every single chat,
Okay, live, does he seem drunk?
If you're on every single live from here until June 25th and you're showing love, you have an opportunity to win Catherine's very own.
So now it's changed. A tune has been changed, and now it's no longer the tag two friends, etc. It's tune into every live stream and just be in the chat.
And show some love.
Show like, some love.
What the fuck?
Well, what if I told you that after this, everything was deleted from their Kick and they never posted on Kick again?
Shut the fuck up. Maybe it wasn't a brand deal.
What if I told you that that was what happened. And is that even remotely surprising?
No, but what do you mean?
Literally, their Kick account is scrubbed. There's nothing on it. They stopped posting on it live. It was just a non-thing. They didn't announce the winner on Kick. It was nothing. But after a lot of scrutiny and a lot of people getting pissed and being like, what the fuck is going on with the giveaway? You guys were giving away a Tesla. Obviously, that's a huge thing. They limited, or if not removed entirely, the comments on the Tesla post. And then they eventually decided, okay, you know what? Let's just fucking address this. And it looks like they were on vacation and maybe should have put a little bit more thought into addressing this. But it turns out, I guess they did give away the car, question mark.
Real quick, we're gonna talk about a little Tesla giveaway.
I feel like at a buffet.
So when it came to picking our Tesla winner, it ended up being actually easier than we thought. I'm gonna give you a little backstory. The reason I say that is because we literally had like two...
Before he says anything else, he's got his full bullshit face on. Like, this is his like smug, he just smelled a pile of turds face. Like, that is his face right now. He's just like...
They're literally like in a loud like dining
room
area.
You're wrong, Lily. You're totally wrong. They're taking this very seriously. And if you think otherwise, you're just wrong.
Her hair up. Maybe get ready before the camera rolls.
You'll see in a second. She keeps like leaning in. Like she can't hear him. She's like...
Other guys along with us looking for... somebody who was really a part of the Ace family. Like,
so it's not
like how
random.
Hard it is doing these giveaways. Sometimes like we get really frustrated because we don't really know if, you know, the person is like a part of the Ace family. We don't know if someone just comes on, didn't really know us and seen us for the first time and is watching the stream, right? But in this particular person, our team actually did like their homework and research on this person. This person was one of the very first people to ever buy Ace Family merch. We noticed that obviously we were like, yo, it's meant to be, like, this is the person that we all, you know, decided and agreed on. And obviously it's so hard. Every time we do a giveaway, it ends up being very hard because
we don't want to do it. People got really pissed because they're like, wait a second. So it was supposed to be gifted to a random person who followed your rules. Then you changed the rules. Then you ended up doing extensive research from your team. Are they paid? Have you paid them yet?
We need to know these things. Also, did we ever see who this person was? Did they ever show any?
No.
Like, so they could have not given the car away.
That's correct. But they said
they
did.
They did not give the car away. I don't buy that. No.
Not it's sitting right now in their parking garage.
Literally,
like,
she probably still driving it. This is... unreal. Just don't do it.
They're incapable of that because what they thought was, okay, we have this thing. It'll drive people to Kick, but it's not going to be like that big of a deal if like we don't actually give the car away. It's just to get attention. You think people are just going to forget that? No, everyone wanted it. Like you just thought that everyone was just going to like let this roll over and just follow you on Kick and then
forget about
it.
How are you going to like eventize it so much and make it such a big deal and then just be like, oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you. We just gave it away to someone privately. We didn't tell.
But honestly, I feel like that's what they're, even though they did get called out a lot and people were like, that's super unfair. That's not what the rules were. What the fuck? They do get away with it because their audience is young. They just like, they're ever changing. Actually, as I said that, I thought that. I was like, wait, actually.
Because it really truly baffles me. Like, I have zero clue. Even chill, like, they don't even post now. So, like, what are people watching?
So, they apparently have switched almost entirely to Snapchat, which we know the likes of, like, David Dobrik have done. Because it's extremely lucrative. I get why people who have been shunned from platforms like YouTube try to make, you know, a living on a different platform. Like, I understand why they're doing it. But they literally, I feel like they don't even try to not be shitty at things. Like they don't even try to do it well ever.
Well, it almost just feels like they think they're in, like, since they were successful at one point, they're just entitled to stay successful. So right. They just need to like follow the next big thing, which apparently they thought was Kick and now it's Snapchat.
Well, no, apparently it's not even Snapchat. They've got a new venture.
Rumble?
No, girl, it's worse. And honestly, it is kind of upsetting the route that they've decided to go because it seems like they're running out of options like so severely that it's like, can you just back off and stop being so predatory and annoying?
What is left?
I'll just show you. But basically, the reason we're talking about all of that is because it led up to, it's like all the things we didn't cover up until this point. And this is the most recent thing that's come out about them. Essentially, what they've gotten into is that at least Austin, obviously, Catherine has to be somewhat a part of this. There's no way she's not. But at least Austin has gotten into being an OnlyFans manager. And he wants to help them gain like fame and more of an audience.
Okay, Andrew Tate.
Literally, I'm like, You want to be a pimp?
A pimp.
Like,
yeah,
what do
literally.
You think you're doing here?
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say he started an OnlyFans. This makes way more sense though.
No, he started preying on OnlyFans girls, trying to sell to them that he can make them famous.
Oh, fuck.
So he messaged the wrong fucking one. We'll just say. Her name is Laura Lux, and she put this on Twitter. She said, "Didn't this guy have his house foreclosed on, LMAO?" And then she posts this message from Austin McCroom. It was on Instagram. And he sent her, my bad for the random DM. Are you signed to an agency? To which she replies, no, I think agencies are predatory scams run by corny men who think they can involve themselves in women's business with a heart. Cheers. Very slay. Love you, queen. And previous to this, she had also posted a tweet that said, go away. And it had like three different messages on Instagram. And they were all random ass people, both women and men, like women that were in OnlyFans verified accounts that were like, hi, I totally get it if this is weird, but I think my agent would help you blow up even more on here. Debated on reaching out because I'm sure you're already working with someone, but for some reason I really felt like I needed to message you, so no pressure, but if you want me to send your info to him, just let me know. Like, girls trying to reach out, quote unquote.
Are these real people?
According to this Laura girl, she says it is an actual person, a quote unquote agent, most likely a man running these girls' social media
accounts. They don't necessarily know they don't know what's happening.
Allegedly not, no. And it makes the most sense.
I can't think of someone that, like, I mean, I don't know the OnlyFans world, but like if they were just a model, for example. Models are not messaging other models to like recruit them for their agents. That's not a thing.
No. And I think that unfortunately, especially if someone's like starting off in OnlyFans nowadays, right? Like OnlyFans is so well known. Yeah. So many people have one that they're more inclined to reach out to one of these quote unquote agencies, someone like Austin McBroom, who hasn't paid like a million people in his life. And they're like, oh my God, you're famous on social media. If you can like help me out, that'd be great. Now, I have to just point out, not that Austin McBroom has ever been family friendly, but it's so fucking bizarre that they came up as a family channel.
I mean, that has to be like, what fans they do have to be children.
100%. And he has lost the plot so severely that he's now trying to be an OnlyFans manager. It's like, you think you're gonna like boost someone, even if it's on your own platforms, to what, children? Like, how does this all work? Like, how do you think you're gonna help them? So Austin McBroom actually replies to her slay message and he says, oh damn, LOL. Sorry for you feel that. Sir, can you spell check? But I do agree that majority of people in the space are nobodies that just outsource a random team.
No one people don't need teams to run an OnlyFans.
Literally, that's the whole point of OnlyFans. That's not how OnlyFans started, and that's a whole separate topic. But like nowadays, it's you posting something you have 100% control over, and you manage yourself, and you get, obviously OnlyFans takes its cut, but everything else is yours. You don't have to share that with anybody.
Like, it's a much better, safer situation than like being on like a cam girl site or something.
Yeah, honestly, I do think it changed the game for sex work, just because previously, what were your options? You know what I mean? You would have to upload to a public site and things like that.
Yeah, no, it gives you the independence that wasn't really offered before.
Yeah, but Austin really tries to sell himself, even after she clearly like hits him with the fuck you in a very, you know, covert way. He says, my background's in social media, YouTube, Snapchat, all the above, along with having a strong team. So we know how to grow and monetize YouTube channels and Snapchat channels. Snapchat is now paying better than YouTube, and most don't even know. But again, we offer more than just OnlyFans chatters. I just reached out to open a door, no pressure at all, smiley face. By the way, we do no contracts. That's how confident we are, LOL. And if you're ever unhappy, you're more than welcome to walk away. We can't hurt you, only help. I don't know that that's true, and also, so no contracts doesn't seem like you're confident. It seems like you're just unethical and like not having contracts. It's like, you probably should have contracts. Do you want to read her response?
Yeah, I read ahead and I was already laughing at it. She goes, when I Google your name, all I see are articles about you losing your house, cheating on your wife, and scamming fans who entered some giveaway. So yeah, I'm good.
You know that that hurt him. So when she posted this on Twitter, other people actually came forward and said that they got similar messages from Austin McBroom.
That's the thing. It's like, I think so, but like, does he just think they're gonna be stupid and just be like, oh my God, he has followers, yes. Like, do you know what a unique situation it takes for someone that has followers to be able to pass on their followers to you?
I just don't understand the logic behind it. It just has to be a severe disconnect from the audience understanding how people's brain works. But yeah, so this girl named Jamie Lynn actually posted a similar message. Actually, I think it's the same message. My bad is even together again.
Yeah, which oh my God, did he really choice. Copy and paste with a typo?
That's classic Austin, if you ask me. But he sent the same message that said, my bad for the random DM, are you signed to an agency? He sent it to this other girl and God knows how many others he sent it to which I ask, Catherine, what are you doing, baby girl? Are you like in your spiritual? I think she's just meditating in a room. She's like too literally busy to understand what he's doing. But I don't appreciate a random ass man who is known for cheating on his wife and has been outed and accused of some pretty heinous shit. I don't appreciate him swooping into the sex industry and trying to exploit women. Like, that's not fun. Don't love that.
It's very Andrew Tate.
It literally is. And he's just like, well, I can help you. You know the fuck you can't. It's the same with other like creators who do horrible shit and then just try to move on with it. You know Google is a thing, right? All they have to do is type in Awesome Groom. It's like Awesome Groom this scam.
Does he think that everyone's just dumb and they're going to see followers and not do any research at all?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he thinks. But anyway, that's what's going on with the Ace family. I was befuddled. I was beside myself. When I saw this, I was like, no, he did not. And of course, yes, he did.
Well, it's funny because seeing that title, Awesome Groom Exposed for Mastering Models, I thought it was just going to be more of him cheating.
That's what I thought. And then when I saw it, it might be worse.
Wait, did we ever get to anything about the wedding?
Yes. Oh my God. I almost moved on without realizing.
How dare you?
In that original video where they had come back, they were talking about their wedding. And the way they talk about it, you're just going to get a kick out of it.
Heard in our lives. Going to happen.
No. Let's cut the shit. Listen, we have big plans for this wedding. We don't want to do this wedding like on a low level. No. We want to take it here.
We want to take it like...
And with this wedding, you know,
so perfect for each other.
Comes obviously a lot of planning.
Right.
And we're trying to, let's cut the shit, you know what I'm saying? Listen what I'm saying.
We're trying to make it the biggest wedding ever. Like, I know the royals are like up there.
And
like,
we're like God this close them, to but getting. Like,
we want to have a really beautiful, massive ceremonial, like.
Listen. She said, I know the royals are up there. Catherine, you know you have to pay for a wedding up front, right? You can't put it on credit. The vendors are going to need to be paid before they show up with the food.
Their idea of like an up there, what, like the literally, I feel like they want to like rent out like Dodger Stadium and like.
They just do it at the Ace Fest location.
Like, I don't see it being fancy. I see it being like fold out chairs on a field with a bunch of like children.
And one thing to note before they keep on talking is that, speaking of Ace Fest, one thing that they included in their Ace Fest VIP pass tickets is that they were going to pick two VIP pass members. I guess this is another giveaway. And they were going to allow those people to join their wedding. And then they said, plus your four guests, okay? Plus you get an exclusive wedding gift. How many years ago was this now?
They hadn't even planned the wedding. They just like threw that at like, it'll happen one day.
And also another thing they didn't deliver on this list was Austin's next fight, which meant that you can get access to his next fight. And it says, plus your four guests. Nobody got access. Everyone had to pay to watch that fight. Nobody could get access just because they got a ticket to Ace Fest. So that was a lie as well.
Listen.
Everybody
listen.
Invited. Like, you guys get to watch it.
Put it this way. We don't want to do this thing small and put it on YouTube. No offense to YouTube. But... just by saying that, you guys know we're trying to take this wedding.
To kick.
Sorry to be so blunt, but I just feel like if you guys have been watching us and investing your time and loving us and supporting us for so many years, then I feel like you should be able to watch it live. Just saying.
Do you think she knows you could live stream on YouTube or you don't think she knows?
They're acting like YouTube's too trashy for our wedding.
I want to make that like a big production. Like I said, I don't want it to be this business thing, but like it kind of is, but it's not. Like, it's not about what you're thinking. It's like, it's about you guys.
Yeah.
About us.
Yeah, it's literally the perfect.
The wedding, your wedding is about the fans.
So that's why it's like taking so long.
Yeah, exactly. With that, it takes time.
Sheesh.
This isn't going to be a business thing. It's going to be about you guys. How about it's about you two? Because it's your fucking wedding. What do you mean?
How about it's about nobody? Because it's not happening. It's like, okay, well, this was 7 months ago. No signs of the wedding. Nothing has happened.
The amount of attention that they need, oh my God, they're just insufferable.
They are. And honestly, what you said is spot on, that they are perfect for each other. And honestly, I didn't think that for the longest time.
You could see them like gas each other up.
And for the longest time, I just felt bad because Catherine was like allegedly, obviously being cheated on. And I was like, that fucking sucks. But you know what?
You guys
slay pretty hard together. You know what? Cheers to y'all, the happy couple. Cheers to you. Because
I hope you're
a couple that scams together stays together. Anyway, moving on to our second, not necessarily very fun topic. So that was kind of our fun topic. And now we're moving on to Gypsy Rose. Because again, I debated on whether or not I wanted to talk about this. And I just feel like she's on Instagram. She's on TikTok. She's everywhere. Everyone's talking about her. It's like, okay. Let's do it.
I told Jessie when she suggested this. It seems like something I would be interested in, I feel like, but I'm just like, could not care less. Not in a mean way. I just like don't understand why everyone's so fascinated.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like everyone being so fascinated and this like stan culture around Gypsy Rose, it is kind of disturbing and it's kind of dystopian and it's kind of strange. Now, I want to preface this by saying I believe that girl and woman now, endured insane abuse from her mom, Dee Dee Blanchard.
Went through fucking hell.
Gypsy Rose never deserved what happened to her. Like, she didn't deserve to be subjected to her mom's, you know, abuse. I think that that alone makes it way too fucking weird for people to proclaim, like, that they stan Gypsy Rose with their whole chest. Like, I'm like, this isn't a stan situation. We're not at a concert.
It's a very weird parasocial situation. I agree. Like, no, she should not have experienced any of the stuff she did. Also, you kind of have to ask, didn't she, like, literally, like, plot out a brutal murder?
Okay, so here's what happened from my understanding of all the things
I feel like this is, like, unpopular opinion to talk about that, but I'm like, you're not supposed to do that.
Okay, honestly, I'm glad that you brought that up. Number one, she acknowledges that. She says she went the wrong way about it. She has kind of like dedicated her life, if you will, to saying there is a way out that is not the route that I went. And I appreciate that, that she is trying to spread that message.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a good, and she says that like she thinks she should have gone to jail.
Absolutely.
I mean, whether that's actually true or not, who knows? But I feel like she's very convincing when she talks about it.
Yeah, I think that the reason why I feel so uncomfortable is because there's so many elements of this that are so deeply disturbing, including but not limited to what Gypsy had to live through, but also the circumstances surrounding what happened. So if you don't know, Gypsy Rose is someone that is famous, infamous, I don't know what the right term is at this point, but she just got out of prison because what she was charged with was she was part of planning her mother's unaliving. She coordinated with a man named Nick, who is a severely mentally ill and also autistic individual, which just fucks me up even more. I've literally been in a spiral about this.
And they were in a relationship.
They were in somewhat of a relationship. Yeah, they were in an online relationship. He was definitely under the impression that Gypsy was under this abuse. He needed to save her from it. And once he did that, they were going to be together. Like, he definitely thought
and
that.
And also, for further context, it was Munchausen by proxy, right?
Yeah. So her mom basically convinced her that she had leukemia, that she couldn't use her legs. She actually was administering medications that were like debilitating to Gypsy. Yeah,
she was like having her get treatments done that she didn't need, and then they were making her more sick and making her need other things.
And she literally had a feeding tube. Like, just that alone as a healthy individual.
It was fucking insane what her mom was able to convince doctors to do and like what treatments to administer when there was literally nothing wrong with her.
Yeah, it's a really sad situation. I've seen very minor versions of that in my life. Family members who have mothers who are, at that time, I guess when I was seeing it and I was younger, I was like, oh, I guess they're just hypochondriacs. And then I was like, oh, what is going on here? Like, there is situations that are far less severe than this, but this was an extreme case of Munchausen by proxy.
Very much.
Like, she, I believe, would have quite possibly led to Gypsy Rose passing away because of all the medications and things on her eventually.
Well, and the whole thing about that illness, which I'm not an expert, I'm just, this is from what I understand, it's very much like an attention thing that like they thrive off the sympathy that they get from people for having a sick child. So they're willing to make their child sick and potentially even have them pass away because they are so like, they want the attention so badly. So it's a mental illness, obviously. It's super just dark and
it is. Disturbing. It's so horrible. And that's why I haven't really wanted to touch on it because I just hate it. But there is so much like stir on social media because I believe it was December 28th of 2023, which was very recently, obviously. Gypsy Rose got released from prison after over 10 years that she served.
She has over, I don't know what the numbers are now, but last I heard she had like 6 million Instagram followers. She's verified on every platform. Like, she literally became just an overnight celebrity. I've seen people also discuss how it's going to be interesting to see how she handles it because also not only did she grow up in this environment that she was severely like sheltered and controlled by her mom, but then she was just in jail for how many, 10 years?
Yeah, so that's an aspect of it I definitely want to talk about. Basically, she was a kid or like a late teenager, but her mom always told her she was way younger to kind of like stifle her and just keep her in her clutches, essentially. And so when Gypsy Rose decided, I need to get out of this situation, I know I can walk, I know I'm not sick, like, she started getting little inklings. And when she finally figured it out, she started talking to this guy named Nick, and they started like video chatting after her mom would go to sleep and stuff. And then he had split personalities. He's a very mentally ill individual. He has been charged even prior to Gypsy Rose. He was charged, I think, for doing inappropriate things in like public or like in a parking lot of McDonald's. Like, he had a very dark side to him. The fact that he's autistic, it literally ruins me because sometimes, unfortunately, neurodivergent brains can become obsessed on certain things. And if it's not the right thing, it could be very dangerous. That is just a reality of it. Like, if you have access to something like that and you have a brain that kind of circulates it in a different way than a non-neurodivergent brain does, like, it's just a dangerous thing. And all I can say is not that he doesn't deserve time, is that it really just irks my brain.
I wish that it was like something that was more catered to why he did it, because it isn't necessarily the same motives and the same stuff behind a neurotypical person that would do it.
Yeah. And I also think that, like, looking at all of this, I can't be like, oh my God, this is all so funny. This is so slay. Like, everyone's being like, slay queen, slay. And I'm just like, oh, this is like,
that's
a nightmare.
The thing. It's like, everyone's just like obsessed with her. Like, she is just like, she's Taylor Swift. And I'm like, I think you can be happy that she is out of prison and that she is out of that situation. And I think that's great. And I think obviously she's going to be doing a media tour because people do want to hear about stuff. But literally, I had not really, I guess I haven't really been on TikTok that much this week, but Jesse asked if we should cover this. And then I opened my TikTok and like, that was almost every other video was now Gypsy Rose. So this is a TikTok that is on Lifetime TV on their TikTok. So it's not even on Gypsy's TikTok, but it's a stitch with someone that posted a TikTok that was like, this TikTok is for Gypsy. And she responds, but it's on Lifetime TV's TikTok.
This is a message for Gypsy Rose. Hi, hello, this is TikTok. I am begging you to start making videos on here, please. I don't know what form of mental illness I have, but it's the one that's deeply invested in your case. And I know you may think like, oh, I'm 30, I'm too old to be on TikTok. No, 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 I'm 30, I'm on TikTok. See, everything's going fine for me. Please start making videos. And don't do weird stuff like Britney Spears and start doing dances and not telling us. Tell us the details. Talk to the camera just like this. You're gonna be more viral than the North Sea. I know that's not gonna make sense to you, because the North Sea is viral on TikTok. Please, Gypsy, just make some TikToks for
that's
us.
That's weird.
Leave Britney Spears out of this.
That's weird. Yeah, actually, Britney did not ask to be brought into this.
Like, the fact that this is on Lifetime's, did someone on Lifetime's social media team go, hey, Gypsy, respond to this really? Like, look at this weird angle. Like, I'm just so confused.
I want to rewind it really quickly back to before she got out of prison, because all I remember seeing was the picture of her as a child dressed as a princess, which honestly is weird that people were using that. And then it was like gates in front of her, like prison gates. And then they were like releasing and they were like, oh my God, the queen gets out in I don't know how many days, and they would do a countdown, and it was everybody looking forward to her getting out, people saying they were going to show up and pick her up because she needed a ride. It was very much so a meme, and it was very much so something that people were all talking about on social media, and I immediately didn't like that. I'm like, first of all, leave her alone, which I feel like actually is what people are going to tell us about this. And I've battled with that back and forth, to which I'm like, no, she's on social media. She's very not wanting to be left alone necessarily. Like, and I don't blame her for that, because if I got out of prison, which automatically like limits your employment options by like a million, this is a great way to make money. But that element of it, that was like the stan culture. It was very much like the stans of the world. All different stans were like coming together to stan Gypsy Rose. And I felt super weird about that, because it's not that I don't think she deserves support. It's that I was like, this is a really weird energy to have around this horrible of a situation.
She apparently, I just watched a clip earlier that she said she had like over 250 love letters.
I saw that today.
How many men wrote to you wanting to date you while you were in prison?
A lot.
I need some numbers. Well, give me an estimate.
Come on, hit her. Hit her with it.
Over 250.
Over 250?
Yeah.
From all different countries.
From all countries, Italy, Germany.
I said seven continents have hit on you.
Oh. What about Ryan made him the one?
Well, Ryan's from Louisiana, and I mean, there's one of a kind, but he's from Louisiana, and I'm originally from Louisiana. So I saw that, and I'm kind of like, hey, you know, someone from my home state, we probably have a lot in common. So I wrote him a letter back, and we became friends, and then, of course, more than friends, and then now we're married.
So she ended up getting written a letter by someone named Ryan, okay, who is her now husband. And he wrote a letter to her because by his own explanation, he was watching Tiger King. It was like when all the Tiger King shit was popping off, you know, literally at the beginning of everyone's lockdown. It's so crazy because I think back to the lockdown, I'm like, Tiger King and banana bread. Those are like the two things I remember. And whipped coffee.
All of those
things.
And like Doja Cat Say So.
Literally. It was just the weirdest time, but it was honestly so slay. And I loved that time. That like for a very brief time.
It felt like a nice like winter break.
It did. And I were like, oh no, we're all fucked. Anyway. But so around that time, his friend said, I'm going to write Tiger King in prison. And he said, well, if you write Tiger King, I'll write Gypsy Rose. It was kind of like a game that they played.
Like a joke?
Almost like a joke, but not a joke, obviously, because they both did it. But he did not expect an answer back. He started off as very much a quote-unquote fan or fanatic or whatever you want to call it when someone knows of someone infamous in prison and they're like, oh my God, I got to write them. By her own definition, she has gotten over 250 suitors who have messaged her, and I don't doubt that a lot of people wrote her letters.
And she says it's like international, like from other countries.
Yeah. But the reason why she answered Ryan is because she says that he is from Louisiana, which is her hometown. And for that reason alone, she literally doesn't provide anything else. She's like, well, I'm sure we would have a lot in common because you're from Louisiana. To which I say, girl, I would not answer a singular letter sent to me from Miami if I was in prison. I'll just tell you that.
Also, that's the thing. I'm like, it's weird to me that many people are writing letters to people in prison that they don't know and they're trying to develop a relationship. I mean, I guess the people in prison are like lonely and would love someone to talk to. So I guess that's not that weird. But like, wouldn't you think it's... I guess she's also had a very interesting life, so I don't know how you process that, but it's like, wouldn't you think it's weird that someone is writing you when you're in prison after you, like, it's just all weird.
That's what a lot of people's concern is with Ryan. I have to say, everything I've seen of him, he seems like a nice guy. I'm not here to, like, rag on him or just be like, oh my God, he's horrible for her or anything like that. I don't know anything. What I do find a little bit disturbing is that he knew of her before. He knew her case. He knew everything about her. She knew nothing of him. He reached out to her as a woman who had only been with one man before, and that man murdered her mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a fucked up situation. Yeah. We can't sit here and pretend it's not. And so he goes on to send letters back and forth. They start sending emails. They get to know each other. They get married. Now, the first time that they were intimate with each other as a married couple was like a week ago. Okay, they didn't have conjugal visits. So they literally didn't know what it's like to like kiss the other person. They could only hold each other's hand in prison. And again, the only person she had ever been with was Nick.
Yeah, I was gonna say, which is not crazy for her because she's like also was living as an age years younger than she actually was.
Exactly.
And like,
I have to acknowledge a part of her that never was a teenager, that never got to date, that never got to have a normal life. Like, that very much plays a part in this, I think. And it's worth talking about and having a conversation about. And I think she would even maybe acknowledge this, that it's like, yeah, she never got to do that.
I've also heard people reference that in terms of the social media thing too. Like, she's just being thrust into this like position of spotlight and fame. And then when you add in that she's been in prison and like, it's just everything together. And now she's just like, here's millions of followers and all of these fans. And like, how is she going to be able to handle that?
I think that what stresses me out a little bit about this, and this is just coming from my brain, like if I knew her and I don't know her, but if I did, I would be like, girl, you have not experienced any of this in life. Go and experience it. Like, yeah. I almost like, it's not that I wish that her husband is bad for her in any way, shape, or form. She deserves, you know, to have a healthy relationship. But I'm just like, you need to experience the things you never experienced. You know, you didn't get to experience this in a normal way. And now you do. You did serve your time for what you did. You acknowledge that it was done in the wrong way. And now you get to live your life and go and do that. But she's married. And it's just like, now it's this one person.
And she's doing it now with millions of people watching.
It's a lot.
Everyone loves her right now. But like, what if she gets canceled for something because it's like she doesn't even know how to function as an adult, really? Like, it makes me uncomfortable that I feel like it's going to be a lot of pressure put on her. And she's now like, okay, I'm a wife, I'm an adult. And it's like, she's never been those things.
Yeah,
before.
It's almost like she was like pushed out of prison and is like, play the part. And it's just, it's a lot for
it
anybody.
It feels very like 13 going on 30. Like, she switched bodies with a like adult. And it's like, okay, here you go, bye.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to discredit any of the growth that she did, I'm sure, in the last 10
years.
No,
of
life,
course not.
Because I'm sure she did grow a lot. But it's not to say that Nick is this victim that can't help himself and everything's so sad for him. But I can't help but feel or try to like understand what his brain is experiencing. Like, she's out, she's married, and he has life in prison. He will be in prison till the day he dies. And he murdered someone. I understand that. But he's also severely mentally ill. He's also autistic. He also thought that he was helping someone that he thought he really cared for. I can't feel this like giddy feeling the whole public is feeling, because I just feel like the whole situation's so fucked. On his end, Gypsy Rose is out, which I'm not saying she shouldn't be, but she's out, she's married, and what we're gonna talk about right now, because it's a big thing that people were talking about, those are the things that are gonna get back to him. And I just wonder, like, I can't help but wonder what his brain is going through right now. And it's not, again, it's not like having pity on him, like just being a human, like what is he thinking right now?
He's witnessing the person that he literally ended his life, I'm not literally ended his life, but like he threw away his future.
Yes.
To help her, and then he gets to just sit in prison and watch her then go like be everyone's favorite person.
Literally.
And he's like, oh, okay, I'll be here.
But this is what everyone's talking about, because her husband Ryan posted a selfie, and a lot of people have been bullying him because they do believe that he looks like her mom. Have you heard that whole conversation happening?
No.
So there's been a lot of comparisons made of Ryan and the mom, saying that they have a lot of similarities look-wise. I don't really want to go there because I feel like that's so disturbing. I understand why people are thinking that, like, they have facial similarities, but, like, that's not why she's with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fucked. I don't like
yeah,
that.
It's kind of gross. So he posts this selfie of himself on his Instagram account, and I guess he got a lot of backlash. And so Gypsy Rose commented and said, "Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. We do not owe anything. Our family is who matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you," with a heart emoji. "Besides, they jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life." To which Ryan responded, "Who said I gave a damn about what these jealous people say anyway? Haha. Now come get it, baby."
It makes me so uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I'm very uncomfortable as well. And people saw this, and I saw so many people. I'm talking like mutual friends. The entire interwebs was like, "Slay it, queen. Get that dick." And honestly, I couldn't go there with anybody. I was like, I don't think this woman is destined to live a horrible life. I don't wish that for her. This is just too complicated of a situation to feel comfortable saying, like, "Slay, queen, slay."
Like, literally everyone was like trying to get Taylor Swift to meet her.
I saw that. Stuff. What's really funny about you mentioning that is that there's a lot of YouTubers inside of Gypsy Rose's actual ass crack right now. Number one, either trying to get her on their channels, because she is like very online. She's very aware of what everyone's saying, and that's fine. But one of those creators, can you guess who it is?
No, who?
Jeffree Star. In Gypsy Rose's comments being like, "Shut, you are the living fuck the life you deserve, up. Like, slay queen." And again, I'm not saying come she's not living ranch the life, but I'm like, Jeffree Star, if you try to get Gypsy Rose on live, I'm coming for you. Like, I can't deal with this. And I could just picture it now, like Jeffree Star trying to get her on his TikTok live battles to like get more lions or whatever the fuck he's after.
I hate that he could probably do it, because also this has nothing to do with like her situation, but it's just like, what if she's not super into researching and she's been in jail and she just doesn't know Jeffree Star is bad news, and she's like, "Oh cool, he seems nice."
Honestly, I think it was Dustin and Nick that mentioned it, but it just feels like so many YouTubers are trying to like get her on their shows or their things, and I just hope she doesn't. Like, I hope she doesn't do that.
And then it's not even, not that this would be any better, because it honestly would probably be worse, but like, not true crime YouTubers. It's just like normal, right, like lifestyle YouTubers that are like, "Oh my God, we stand."
And Jeffree Star. I just feel like the situation is so horrific all around. She even says herself, that wasn't the right way to go about it. The awareness that she wants to bring is that there are other ways to get out of situations like this. And although it may feel like there's not, there are. And she has had many interviews where she says she wishes she would have gone a different route with this, because ultimately it led to a lot of tragic situations. And I recognize that what she's doing is trying to move on, and I think that she does deserve that. I just hope that she doesn't get wrapped too much into the social media monster, because I feel like this is not a situation that social media should touch. I feel like it's only gonna make it worse.
It's going to be such a big adjustment, and she's gonna have a lot of stuff that she's gonna have to work through. And again, like, to then have her thrust into not just like some social media, like, she literally has millions of people that are like, "Tell us everything, Gypsy." It's like,
I'm telling you, people were wanting to wait outside of her prison. People were taking paparazzi photos of her the day that she got released, when she was just buying shoes. Like, that's a lot for anyone.
I hope it doesn't turn sour, but like, the internet is not always positive forever.
I feel like we know the toxic side of social media too much to be like so optimistic and be like, "Oh my God, she's gonna slay away queen." It's like, oh no, I hope this doesn't turn into something else.
Well, and I think the thing that you need, especially if to like be like thrust into the spotlight for any kind of celebrity, the best thing is to have like a really solid group of people around you to keep you grounded and like keep your focus on like what's important. And I don't know anything about this husband, obviously, and he might be a great guy, but given the way that she met him, even that makes me a little like, Like, is he gonna then be really into the social media fame as well? And like, is there anyone around her that is super like sound mind logical?
Well, she has her dad around her. I remember her dad was not allowed to see her for a long time before everything happened. And then now she's got a relationship with her father. I think she has family around her.
Was it that the mom like kept them separated?
Yeah. I guess that this is a tricky situation. And it's one that I, again, battled with for a long time. I was like, should we even talk about this? This is not like a fun situation that we're all like pulling out our stupid social media hats for and being like, oh my God, what a slay.
I'm like literally all tensed up, like crouched down. And like,
it's horrible. But anyway, that's our official take on Gypsy Rose. I feel like a lot of people might not be happy with that. We don't necessarily have the same take as everyone else, even though we wish her well. We recognize like that was just fucking horrible. She was put in such a situation she never deserved. Like, we understand all of that, but there's so much nuance and tragedy here that it just feels so sad.
She must have a lot that she's going to need to be working through for the rest of her life. And I don't think that having 6 million people watching is a healthy way to do that.
I agree. But anyway, do you have anything for our We Love the Internet series that we can, you know, finish us off with? Because, oh my God, that was harsh.
It's another cat. Oh, actually, should we do an update on your cat one?
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. Thank God, because I didn't have one. But I got tagged in so many things because if you guys didn't see in our last episode for the We Love the Internet series, I presented a TikTok of a woman who was in actual distress because she wanted to have a cat forever. And then she finally went and adopted a cat and she was terrified of him. She's like, oh my God, I'm a prisoner in my own home. This is horrible. To which I said, welcome to being a cat parent. That is literally just part of being a cat parent.
She was literally crying and she was like, I have to take him back. Like, I can't do this. And she was like so scared of him. And it was very sad, but then also funny because she was literally like, I will atone for my
She's like, I will donate to the shelter. I just can't do this because I forget I have him and there's noises everywhere and it's just scary.
Obviously, though, it was very sad because she was planning on taking him back. But then you guys tagged us in a very positive update because she has not taken him back.
She has not. She kept him. Here it is.
It's been exactly 5 days since I got this dude. First things first, I got this rash on my hand. I'm trying to figure out if it's eczema or cat scratch fever. Secondly, I know a lot of people were concerned with his bald spots. Okay, please. Okay. His bald spots.
He's huge.
That is because he had very matted fur when I got him. Also, the ear mites is getting worse and worse because you see, he's missing fur around his ears. I'm trying to get it cleared up, but it's
just tossing around like a rag doll.
That thing, though, that I want to get on y'all about. Oh, sorry. one thing that I would like to talk to y'all about
the stuttering
is the fact that y'all talking about, oh, you need to learn his boundaries. He's probably overstimulated. That's why he biting you. No, he biting me because he's an asshole.
I have to pause this because there were some people commenting on my relationship with my cat and saying like, she needs more playtime, like she might be bored and that's why she's hunting you. I guarantee you that is not it. She gets plenty of playtime. She's a very active cat and she just likes to hunt at night. Like, some cats just have personalities where they just want to, like, you know, at midnight they go, you know, that's what they do.
I told you, in the one I used to have, he specifically had one person he would do it to, which was even funnier.
They'll pick and choose too. Yeah, for sure. Just so you know, my cat gets a lot of play. Thank you very much.
I'm not doing nothing to this man or to this cat. I'm sitting on the toilet minding my business. Mm-hmm. He comes in there, bites my leg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I first got him that first day, I don't care if it's a love bite or not. I'm sitting on the couch minding my business. He walks up to me, bites me. I say, bro, chill.
I love her.
What's going on? I don't like that. If you could see the look in that cloudy eye, it's like he was out for blood. And I said, please, you're scaring me. He kept coming at me.
When they can tell you're scared, they come more.
Stop. See, he's biting the phone. Biting the phone.
I do think it's funny, bro, though. Like, please. I don't feel like cats bite that much.
Cats do bite a lot. Like, my cat never bites like she's going to actually bite me, because she could kill something if she wanted to. She never bites me like that. But like,
mine would nibble.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a nibble, but it's something. It's a bite. Their teeth are sharp.
Lick me a lot.
Oh, yeah. With their little sandpaper tongues.
Yeah.
But yeah, she kept the cat. What a slay.
She's so funny and I love that. I love that it was literally like he was attacking her before and now she's literally tossing him around like a rag doll.
Right.
This isn't like a funny thing necessarily. It was just really, really, I mean, it was funny too, but it was just cute. And it's also cat related. Also, apparently we have a lot of cat fans. I told Jesse, I got multiple people sending me pictures and videos of their cats like very intently watching us.
I love that so much. They got to the cat part and they were like, oh.
Literally, Jonathan Carson was one of them. Hi, if you're watching.
Friend of the show.
He sent me a video and he goes, my cat listening to you talk about cats. I said, don't let him hear it. I didn't mean it. And then he just sends, she is grilling you and never shows interest in my iPad.
You know what's so funny is that I almost brought one of his boyfriend's TikToks as a We Love the Internet this week.
Oh my God, next week.
Oh my gosh. That's so freaking cute.
Look at that eye contact. Like,
oh my God,
staring.
Yeah, he's staring.
Yeah.
Girl.
That was like one of multiple people that have sent me cats watching our content. So if there's any cats watching, hi, we love you. We didn't mean it. Someone sent this to me, but this is absolutely like between this and conspiracy theories, this is like what's on my feed. And apparently now Gypsy Rose.
Alex.
Those are two puppies.
Let me see the babies. Can I see the
babies?
Oh my
God, are they puppies? Please? I thought they were little cats.
And the cat's name is Alex, which I just love.
I think we need to put them back. The mom's going to be missing them. We got to put them back.
Oh my God, stop it.
I love her voice.
Alex, baby. Come on.
You leave Alex the fuck alone right now, lady, or I'm coming to your house.
Can I have a baby?
Can I have a baby?
Can I have it? Okay, I got this baby. Can I have this baby?
No.
Oh my God, don't you dare.
You're not going to let me have this one?
Alex is a father. Leave him alone.
Love it that much?
Uncle.
I know, sweetie. Mommy's
going to take this. That's like my brother with my kids.
I'm going to just take this one. And then he's sleeping.
He's still cuddling.
For the puppy to be that young where they just want their mom's milk and stuff and just to be so cozy right there, it's just so sweet.
It's purring.
Are you in your happy place? With your loud purrs?
Oh my God, I'm dead.
And the swishies? You got the tail swishies? Oh, you got the tail swishies. That means Alex is happy.
How cute is that?
That might be the cutest thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
That is so sweet. Not her kidnapping one of the children, though. That's foul.
But for that reason, we love the internet.
Anyway, we'll leave you with that. That is the end of our episode that originally was going to be short, but boy, can we chit-chat. Am I right?
I need to go sleep.
Yeah, Lily has not slept in like 48 hours now. So we'll let her go. But anyway, thank you guys so much if you made it to the end. As always, we appreciate you. And yeah, I hope you had a great weekend and have a great rest of your week. And as always, we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.